We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I mean Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. Text message coming in, and some of y'all are pretty animated about this choice for vice president candidate by Kamala Harris, picking Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota. Listen, I'm looking at an imagery right now of tell you what, I'll read this to you, and you can almost picture what it is. It says, this is not Iraq. This is Minnesota under Tim Walz as governor. This is America if they win. And it's a picture of the burned-out streets in the wake of the George Floyd riots. And it's just, I mean, and you know what? It looks like a war zone. It does. In fact, I got a text here from Gary from Decatur. Was it Gary? No, hang on a second. Yeah, Roger from Madison. I'm sorry. Roger from Madison said, Tim Walz, 24 years in the National Guard, but doesn't know how to activate them when Minneapolis is being burned and looted. No doubt, man. No doubt. If there was ever a need for National Guard time, it was that. And the idea that he sat by and let his own state get burned because he was scared. And that's what it was. He was scared. Can't I rock the boat. BLM, be mad at me. I don't know what to do. That's because you're a liberal hack. You know, if you're going to say that you were a mattress sergeant in the Army, I would hope you have a backbone. Lee from Huntsville says it's camistocracy. She's rebranding it. It's I'm saying camouflage is what she's hiding behind, and Lee from Huntsville says it's camistocracy, not cacistocracy. Gary from Decatur says, I think they purposely chose the Minnesota governor for being an admitted socialist and to the left of Bernie Sanders, so it would be no surprise how they would govern if they can cheat their way into the White House. I'm saying. Jim from Grove Oak, hey, Colonel, does Alabama offer early voting? I heard DHS Secretary Mayorkas predicts computer failures on Election Day. I've not heard him predict computer failures, but here's the deal. If your state has early voting, and Alabama, you know what? If I'm wrong, somebody correct me, but my recollection is that Alabama, we have absentee ballot voting, but we don't have pure early voting like just whenever you feel like it, start getting a ballot. Mel from Huntsville says, since both Harris and her running mate believe in socialism, we could say they're insane. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result is insane. They're crazy. Thanks, Mel. And then, yeah, Barry from Gunnersville says, tampon Tim for VP. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, he's the guy who he signed the bill to allow feminine hygiene products in the boys' rooms.
I was about to ask, but you just answered it.
Yeah, that's I recognize that when you heard that, you're like, what is that about? Yeah, there you go. He also was pretty big on the transgender agenda, and I'm not mistaken, they allow abortion up almost to the point of birth in Minnesota. It's messed up. It really is. And by the way, here's the other thing, too. Let's talk about it politically for a minute. What did he bring to the ticket? What did he bring to the ticket? Well, right now, what we're hearing is that Kamala Harris says she feels comfortable with him. She can work with him. It's like a synergy, she says. I'm paraphrasing slightly, but that's what she was saying. Okay. But we all know that the VP has to be someone who you can work with, certainly, but it better be something in a close-run race like this one that brings something to the ticket. And Republicans have not won Minnesota since like 1972. So the idea that he's bringing us a state that we wouldn't get otherwise, no. In fact, he's coming in with a pretty checkered record in the state that's potentially going to stay blue no matter what. Where they would have gained the most? I mean, you can look at the record of Josh Shapiro, who is the governor of Pennsylvania. A liberal, some would say centrist, more centrist than certainly Walz. Governor, Democrat governor, who actually finished, I think in his race, he finished 3 points ahead of Trump. In other words, he did better than Trump did in the last time they were both on the ballot. And then you look at the fact that when he actually won his governor's race, he won it quite handily. He's recognizably popular within his own state. Pennsylvania is one of the blue wall states that is up for grabs right now, that if the Democrats don't get Pennsylvania, they lose. It's almost as simple as that. Right now, with the lay of the land that we've got on the electoral map, If the Democrats don't get Pennsylvania, they are likely to lose. And yet they left Josh Shapiro sitting there. Why? I don't know. Some speculate it's because he's Jewish. Because they have a liberal base they're kowtowing to right now that is screaming that Israel is an oppressor and the Jews are evil and we can't have them. And so that's why you chose. Would you have not mitigated some of this and maybe been a part of like a leadership effort to bring a moderate Democrat who is Jewish to the ticket to correct some of the sentiment that, no, they can't do that. They're scared of their base. And so what does she do? Well, I'm going to find somebody I'm comfortable with who's a freaking socialist who, by the way, had a DUI in the 90s. I've already seen his mugshot. So there went the idea that they could use the Trump mugshot and get something from it. Because we'll bring out the real mugshot of their guy. We'll bring out the real mugshot of him being arrested for breaking the law at the time he was breaking it, not because some hack DA dreamed up new, you know, themes within the law, novel issues of law to try and bring charges and then, you know, work their way through a sham trial. No, this is a DUI. This is a crime-breaking issue. Mel from Huntsville again says, maybe they left Josh Shapiro off the ballot because they know they can do election drop boxes in Pennsylvania now. I don't know, man. Penny from Athens says, Alabama has absentee voting starting October 21st. Yes, it is. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, you can get out there several weeks ahead of the actual election day. Now, typically speaking, you have to also give grounds for why you need an absentee ballot. It's not like it's a true early voting. But if you think you're going to be out of town, you know you're going to be out of town, do it. Do it, do it, and do it. If you've got inability to make it to the courthouse, you can ask for absentee ballots. There are criteria. Now, you'll have to do things like, you know, you have to sign it. And I believe you have to provide proof of like a photo ID, a copy of photo ID. Just be aware. Jeff from Athens, it's Athens, Alabama, says it would be kakistocracy. Indeed. All right, more to come on this selection of Tim Walz. It's going to be interesting. And there are already, I mean, I think the press was waiting for this. They already had, I'll be honest with you, I think the Trump campaign was already, they've already got anti-Walz ads out. Like they had them in the queue ready and they just dropped them. Oh, it's Walz? Okay, hit the button that says Walz. Bing! They start dropping out. But there's a number of things in his background that are going to make it tough as a sell with the average citizen. If you're a bought and sold Democrat already, paid for Democrat, you're not going anywhere else, Democrat Party, you're fine. You're just going to go, well, it's my party, so I got to do it. But right now, you've got Walz being chosen, and they need moderates, they need centrists, they need independents. He's got a 1995 DUI arrest with a mugshot. He let Black Lives Matter burn down his state while he was governor. He's got COVID-19 lockdowns that are draconian and probably some of the worst in the nation. And he's got also a massive pandemic relief fraud investigation going on because they just started doling out money. And he had such lax oversight of pandemic programs that millions in taxpayer dollars are now unaccounted for. And then there was something about a police shooting case. He got involved and interfered in some way. And I need to get the details of this. But something about the Hennepin County attorney, Mary Moriarty, it says here earlier this year, got aggravated regarding his comments on a police shooting handled by her office. And so maybe he's intervening with an agenda in law enforcement issues. I don't know. And then not on this list, but I think it needs to be, is the question about why he dropped his retirement papers while he was in training to be a command sergeant major in the National Guard right after they got their deployment order to Iraq. So is it just that you were like timing was bad? His excuse was he wanted to run for Congress. You can run for office and still be in the Guard. I mean, Lindsey Graham maintained his status as a reserve, a JAG, I think, for years while he was in the Senate. There's several who do. You can do that. But apparently, it just, you know, it was a life choice he had to make. All right, listen, I just ran an entire mini rant on the Tim Walz designation as the VP candidate or the Harris campaign. But this is going to unfold more in days to come. I am telling you. You know, you got to keep your eyes on this. A couple of quick ones. Rita from Scottsboro says, on the subject of early voting in Alabama, you can also qualify if you're handicapped in any way or the caretaker of a handicapped individual. Thank you, Rita. Perfect. And then Nick from Altoona says, Fox speculation was they figured Shapiro would upstage Kamala. Yeah, you know what? I think that's a thing. Nick, thank you for bringing me back around to that. Before I go to the break, I got to say this. Nick, I think you're right. I think there is some speculation that Shapiro would have done better on the world stage than his own partner, Harris, would have done. I also think this. I think that what I would call the Democrat A-team said they weren't burning their legacy on this campaign. They weren't. So you've got the Gavin Newsoms, the Gretchen Whitmers, the Kathy Hochuls, the Josh Shapiros. You got all of them going, thanks, no thanks, we'll wait. Because what they see right now is that this is a campaign that is floundering and trying to find its feet in deep water. And they're not about to burn their legacy on being tied to Kamala Harris. And they don't want to be second fiddle to Kamala Harris either. She's a soundbite every time she opens her mouth. Literally all you have to do in the Trump campaign is run ads with her talking about herself. It's hilarious. All right, all that to say, we got more. I'm going to jump on into the Wall Street woes right after the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Marie from Madison checked in, and she says, Phil, I just started listening to the show. Did you mention the fact that he, being Tim Walz, signed a bill to put feminine products in boys' bathrooms? Yes, I did. I said that a little earlier, and Marie, it just boggles the mind. So let me jump into the first dipper, and then coming up top of the hour, I've got a guy named Paul Breyer, who you probably heard me talk about if you hear the advertisements that I do for them later in the show. I was watching Wall Street yesterday, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to try and portray myself as this like investment guru. Listen to me, I've got the investment show. I don't. I learn by getting ready for the show as much as anything, But I know enough to know yesterday was a bloodbath on Wall Street. It was Wall Street woes, man. And so Paul Breyer from Inspire Advisors is going to call in and give us some thoughts. They're a very conservative, biblically oriented investment group, and they help people with their portfolios. He's a certified financial planner, and so I'm going to be talking to him to get his thoughts on it. But let me just run down a few of these. First of all, 1819 News has a piece that points out this stock market panic. The Dow plunged by 1,100 points. It was, like I said, it was a bloodbath, y'all. The NASDAQ dropped 1,000 points. There was like a massive sell-off. They're saying right now that nearly $2 trillion was lost yesterday in the massive sell-offs on Wall Street. It was epic levels. Right here in Alabama, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville said, meanwhile, we have a president who's incoherent and Kamala Harris who can't talk without a script. We need a businessman back in charge. You think? So there's a lot of factors that went into this. And I've got one sourcing that I'll go through here in a minute that literally says, it's not about politics. It doesn't have anything to do with who's in the White House. My God, yes, it does. U.S. Representative Barry Moore from Alabama, he's down in Congressional District 1 down in the Wiregrass region. He says, when you look at your 401k today, remember that Kamala Harris spent the last 3.5 years saying that Bidenomics works. Yeah, she did, and we got the video to prove it. And they ought to be playing that over and over again right now. But look, are we in a recession yet? They say we're not fully in a recession yet. Some experts are giving it a 50-50 on whether we will. But right now, typically a recession is declared, my understanding, when they find that the unemployment rate, the three-month average of a quarter of an unemployment rate is a half percentage point higher than the lowest level of the last 10 months. So we're not quite there, but it was not good. The jobs market was awful. And listen, picture ripples in a pond, all right? You throw a rock out in a pond, you get the ripples, and they run. And they go way further than the original spot where the rock hit. They might go all the way to shore. You can see the ripples in a pond. Picture the market being like that. Something happens one place and market volatility occurs because people get worried, they get scared, and then it runs rampant. And so we had three things that happened that just coalesced to create a bloodbath yesterday. One, believe it or not, was in Japan. The Japanese yen currency, apparently it started having a reversal of its trends, and people who had been investing to hedge with low buys on the yen had to unwind their trades. It resulted in like hundreds of billions of dollars of exposure as they sold off. It got ripples that went throughout the market. Then you had the U.S. jobs report hit on Friday, 35% lower than what had been expected. And then you have the fact that unemployment rose to the highest it's been in 3 years all at one time. And then you have, believe it or not, they're saying there's a tech sector bubble right now. The companies are running, you know, they're dropping 20% in terms of their revenue, but they're still being traded at like 60 times their annual earnings, which is a bubble that can't be sustained. It's got people freaked out. And then you have things like what I just talked about a minute ago with unemployment and the jobs. So this particular guy from, gosh, where is he from? David Bahnsen. I'm trying to think what group he's with. He says it cannot be attributed to the political realm. Yes, it can. Yes, it absolutely can. You know why? Because policies matter. Because people see stability in the market. And they see things like what's going to happen with interest rates under a different presidency. What's going to happen with the energy sector under a different presidency. What's going to happen with inflation under a different presidency. Or are we going to have more of the same? Listen, I don't know who these people are that keep saying they're going to vote for Harris because they want four more years of this. What are they smoking? But that jobs report that came out, that was a true kicker. That was just a true kicker. PJ Media has a whole story on it. And believe it or not, the Harris campaign decided to blame it on Trump. They've only been in office for almost 4 years. Their response was, Donald Trump failed Americans as president, costing our economy millions of jobs and bringing us back to the brink of the recession. He's not even the president for the last 3.5 years, but they're going to blame him. I'm sorry. I thought politics didn't matter. Well, when you're running for office and it's really, really bad on your watch, you got to try and blame the guy who left office 4 years ago and just hope for the best. Listen, we're gonna come back from this break. And we're going to be talking to Paul Breyer and get his thoughts on this. I mean, this is what he does, right? And I'm curious, where does he see us going? And does market volatility look like something that can change with political winds? Not all, but some. I mean, I'll be a realist. Your first year as president, you can sort of shift the blame to what you inherited. I get it. But by year four, you own that sucker. It is yours, bought and paid for with your policies and the things you did or did not do. And right now, what we're looking at is there's a better than even, I say better, there's a 50-50 on whether we're going to see a recession coming up in 2025. And yet at the same time, there's a chance to turn this around. And I think part of what can turn it around is the 2024 elections. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.